Johnson, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. The long national nightmare of the 2016 election is winding down. We are less than a week away from finding out who the next president of our country will be. And don't worry, I'm not here to tell you who you should vote for. That's up to you. I am here to tell you we will endure, like we've endured so much in our nation's short history. No matter who you think is worse of the two major candidates, we've survived them before. We've dealt with the situation and came out ready to still form a more perfect union. However, what we might possibly not endure is the deep partisan divide that seems to engulf our discourse. I hear rhetoric from both sides calling each other idiots or worse for their deeply held political and ideological beliefs. You see, I don't think it's our voting choices that are the problem. I think it's the nation's ever-growing idea that if my beliefs aren't adopted by everyone, then it is the end of the world. That's what's harming us. Our democracy, our republic, is exceptional. But it is exceptional because our founders built in checks and balances with the people's will as the ultimate decision maker. So next Tuesday, go vote. But if your choice loses, shake your neighbor's hand and root for the president to have success. The president's success is the country's success. As George H.W. Bush wrote to Bill Clinton when he lost in 1992, our country is great, but it's only as great as we are. Be kind to each other. For 24 Frames on 89.1, I'm Paul Hunton.